Blog Talk Radio.
I said, friend, let me get that for you, as he rolled his wheelchair toward the door of the restaurant I was going in. I helped the old fella through the door. I could see that his hat said he served in World War II. I shook his hand and said, friend, let me buy dinner for you. He said, son, I wish everyone felt like you do. I watched a tear roll from his eyes. He said, grace. And as he sat there and he talked to God, my heart was in my throat. As I heard him ask, we'd all find a better way. And he said, if we keep on going the way we're going, we're headed for hell on a fast train, not knowing how we got there or how we're gonna come back. They've taken the U right out of the USA and broke the right arm off of the Statue of Liberty, put out the torch that lights our way. Then they say that it's all politically correct. Help us stand up now, God, or there won't be no America left. He said, son, for God and country, I lost my legs on Omaha Beach. But that's nothing compared to what thousands lost, and we continue being free. Once again he said, well, if we keep on going the way we're going, we're headed for hell on a fast train, not knowing how we got there or how we're gonna come back. They're stomping and burning our stars and stripes, not giving a damn for the sacrifice of life that protects that very right. Yet they say it's just the way that they protest. Help us stand up now, God, or there won't be no America left. America live. America.
Suggested.
Yo, 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 welcome to the Disrespected Trucker Radio Show. I am your host, Jeremy Johnson. Welcome to the Disrespected Trucker Radio Show, uncensored, number 64, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm here with my co-host, Chris Bikerson. Chris, how you doing tonight, brother?
Yeah, I'm a little out of my element tonight. You know, I'm a heavy puller, which means I am a solar-powered driver. I'm usually only allowed to move when the sun is up. So I drop my trailer off at the terminal, and I'm making the drive home, and it's after dark. I'm not used to this driving in the dark stuff. I feel like one of the most truckiest truckers ever, being out here, you know, driving in the dark and stuff.
Yeah, well, you know, that's the life of a truck driver. You, me, Daryl, we're all truck drivers. Daryl's running a little late tonight. He's had some truck trouble, so me and Chris we're going to wing it without Daryl. And Kim has been extremely busy for the last, for a long time. And I talked to her on the phone the other day, and I just said, you know what, lady, you got to take some time for you, get some sleep, eat right, get to feeling better. And, you know, the Disrespected Trucker Radio Show needs both of them. This show ain't what it is without those two involved, I should say. I don't know what's got me tonight. Like the cat's got my tongue. You know, there's a lot of things going on this last week. We're going to get right into it tonight because a explosive video came out by Project Veritas to the director of Pfizer. They caught him undercover at a restaurant on his third date with a gentleman that he was trying to impress, according to this guy. And they caught him on tape admitting that they're trying to mutate the virus in order to create another vaccine, and he kept on saying it's going to be a cash cow. Well, then shortly after they caught him on tape, James O'Keefe from Project Veritas was outside waiting, and he came in and he confronted this gentleman, and there's a nine minute and some odd second video where this guy freaks. He was running back and forth. He was on a cell phone calling the police. And James O'Keefe at one point said, what are you going to call the police on me for? For asking you a question? I mean, it was comical. And yet, I don't know really how to feel about it, except for the fact that rats always run. They always freak out. And I can't help but think that's how every one of them are going to react when the truth comes out. You're going to see a mass exodus of rats, like the rats that were in the engine room of the Titanic. You're just going to see them going uphill. And I don't know, Chris, I was just talking to you about it prior to the show. What are your thoughts about that Project Veritas video that came out?
You know what? I think eventually, you know, you can only suppress damning information for so long. You know, bad news has a way of getting out, and this is definitely bad news for the people that are trying to pull the stunts that they're trying to pull, you know, and eventually all the puzzle pieces are coming together. The awakening process is beginning to happen. And yeah, now all the little rats are being exposed for all their shenanigans and all their corruption. And yeah, you're right. And their reaction when they get caught, you know, they freak the F out.
Yeah, and that's what we've seen in that video. And if you follow me over on my Twitter page, it's The Disrespected Trucker. I post all that stuff on my Twitter. On a daily basis, I probably tweet out anywhere between 20 and 40 to 50 times. Anything I come across that is pertinent information that I think that you should hear or see, I retweet it, and it's for you to learn more, to understand what is really happening around the world and in our country, including with Big Pharma, with these vaccinations, what they call a vaccination anyway, which the creator of the mRNA vaccination, Dr. Robert Malone, has said that they're not vaccinations, that they're experimental gene therapy shots. Comes right out of his own mouth in a Senate hearing. Senator Ron Johnson has been involved for quite some time now. But the fact of the matter is our United States Senate won't do anything about it because none of them have the balls enough to stand up against Big Pharma. Mainly because Big Pharma is in every one of their back pockets. They're the ones financing their reelection campaigns. Basically what I'm trying to tell you is that this country is in deep shit because of special interest money, mainly Big Pharma. And I wouldn't be surprised if we found out that gentleman that exposed Big Pharma about the mutating viruses are mutating the virus, if he's not found dead with two bullet holes to the back of the head, and it's called a suicide. That's usually what happens to people like that. I guarantee you that guy is shitting bricks right now. Like, he's shitting so many bricks, he could probably build a skyscraper in Manhattan, and we could call it Project Veritas Plaza, because what James O'Keefe and Project Veritas did in exposing that was huge. I did notice today Google was scrubbing any searches. If you searched it, it said, this subject is changing, the definition of this subject is changing drastically or at a fast pace, and something on those lines. They're scrubbing it from the internet so you can't see it. Twitter is almost literally the only place you can see the Project Veritas video. That's why I've been so adamant that people join Twitter, because since Elon Musk has taken over, we are seeing a hell of a lot more stuff about vaccine injuries, vaccine deaths, and numerous other things. And next week, on those, that line of well, I'll just go this way. Next week, we are going to have on the parents of a young woman by the name of Trista. If you look up on Twitter, it's hashtag justice for Trista. I'm sorry. Hashtag justice for Trista. And her parents are going to join us next week, live and uncensored, to tell us what happened with their daughter. And it's a horrible story. I've seen videos of Trista, and she was a young woman, full of life, happy, so lucky. She's just one person in a huge list of people worldwide that their stories need to be told, and they need justice, and people need to be held accountable. I did notice that her father did try to call me right as we were beginning the show. I probably should have messaged him on Twitter, let him know that our show is from 7 to 9 on Thursday night. So if he is listening, I apologize. I will get back to you. Anyway, so we will have them on next week, hopefully, and so they can get her story out there. The next thing I wanted to talk about, Chris, is this whole DeMar Hamlin controversy. I'm sure you've all heard about the conspiracy theories and just the weirdness that is going on with surrounding DeMar Hamlin. As you all know, about a month ago, DeMar Hamlin plays for the Buffalo Bills, collapsed on the field and died. They did CPR on him for about roughly 9 minutes on the field, were able to revive him. And they had to revive him again in the hospital or on the way to the hospital. I can't remember which it is. He had a heart attack. He's under 25 years old. And the Bills, I have found out since, the Buffalo Bills football team are 100% vaccinated. They're not talking about it right now. There seems to they brought federal agents or security to the hospital when they brought him there. And now the other day, and I'm getting, I want Chris's thoughts on this, but the other day, DeMar Hamlin, supposedly it was DeMar Hamlin, this is where the controversy starts and the conspiracy theorists or theories start. He showed up at the Buffalo Bills football game. Well, he showed up with security, like massive security. He had a hoodie on. He had a mask on. He had sunglasses on, so you could not see who that person was behind all of that, the hoodie and the sunglasses and the mask. Excuse me. They didn't go up like onto the middle of the field and, you know, thank his fans for the prayers. He went up to a box and gave out the, you know, the heart symbol with your two hands together, make the symbol of a heart. There's a lot of observations that were very interesting. He was, you know, had a little extra pep in his step, and, you know, he was raising his arms above his hand, and somebody that has had a heart attack. Not that soon. I mean, he was a professional athlete, so, I mean, it's very possible that I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I don't know. Chris, what's your thoughts on that whole Damar Hamlin thing and the conspiracy theories behind it, and basically saying that they think he's literally really dead, but they're trying to cover up something?
Well, you know, for someone who underwent CPR for 9 minutes and, you know, had to be resuscitated twice, you know, shocked with a defibrillator, was in intensive care, was on a ventilator for a number of days. And I don't know, you know, how many people in our audience are trained in CPR, but when they do those chest compressions on you, those are really rough on your body. They actually, there's a lot of little bones connected, you know, in the rib cage there that actually end up getting broken during those chest compressions. So, yeah, his turnaround time to be able to, you know, go and attend a football game and be walking upright and everything just, you know, a couple weeks after he got released. That's an awful fast recovery time, if you ask me. That's really, really fast. It's definitely suspicious. I'm not going to say it's not possible. I'm not going to say that, you know, that this was clearly an imposter or anything like that, but it does raise question marks, you know, for sure.
Yeah, I just don't know what to think anymore. There's so much crazy shit that happens every single day. It's a constant barrage of, you know, you told that fine line of being a conspiracy theorist, a realist, and just finding out the truth. And it's very hard some days to toe that fine line without losing your freaking mind. But I see Daryl has joined us here. I'm going to bring him on. Daryl, how's it going tonight, my man?
Hey, it's going all right. I had to go ahead and take a stop before I hit Van Buren, so I'm over here at this truck stop over here on I-40, so chilling out over here. If I can make it on here.
Right on. Hey, have you, since you're with us now, have you heard anything about that Project Veritas video with the Pfizer director? Have you heard that yet?
Yeah, I heard about it. It's still available on Google. I've seen it. That, oh, man, that is disgusting. It is disgusting. There, people, as you say, I will never, ever call this thing a vaccine because it's not. Is gene therapy, and it just shows you how corrupt Pfizer is and how corrupt some of our people are in government, that they're just letting us go. They are purposely doing things so to put harm to the American people and people worldwide so they can make a profit. You're putting viruses in monkeys. So they're doing experiments with viruses and monkeys, then passing on to another monkey. And then, as that guy said, you know, they're changing. They're not saying gain of function. They're calling it direct evolution. And people, if you know what gain of function is, you know, it deals with the protein. Basically, in a short way of saying it, you have loss of function, which what they're doing is manipulating how the protein works. So that's the loss of function. The gain of function is because they're programming the protein to act in a certain way that's not natural. So they're making mutations when nature is not even making them yet. So that's why it's man-made. So folks, y'all need to start opening up your eyes, because the government, along with Pfizer, who is a medical company that's supposed to be caring about you, is not. And it just brings us back to what we was talking about, I think, 2 weeks ago, when we're talking about the for cancer and all. There's a lot of drugs that I think there's a lot of diseases out there that could have been cured already, But if they cure it, then they don't make a money. They don't make their money. So who are the guinea pigs? Us in the military. It's pathetic.
Yeah. And in the thing is with the NFL, so we were just talking about the DeMar Hamlin thing. You know, with the NFL, they have the biggest, I mean, they've got, there's their whole league. Like, they forced their whole league to get vaccinated, and they punished the ones that didn't. Same with the NBA. Look at Kyrie Irving. He sat out for however long, and then they said, well, you can play, you just can't play home games because the state of New York is mandating the vaccines, and he refused to get that vaccine. And it turns out, you know, I get it that there was people that were coerced into getting the vaccines. There were people that were, you know, I'm going to lose my job, and I can't lose my job. I've got, you know, two kids at home, and I'm a single parent, and they had to make a tough decision. And I don't want to sound like, you know, I want to say, well, screw you. You should have thought about it, you know, because that's heartless, and I would never be that way. But the fact of the matter is I was prepared. I worked my ass off to get where I'm at in life, and I was prepared to hand it all away and walk away if they would have mandated vaccines on the trucking industry. Well, what would you have done? I would build a tree fort in Sherwood Forest. I don't care. I'll do something. I just wasn't – I already made that my mind up based off the red flags that I see. I was not getting that vaccine at any cost. And there's nothing – you could have thrown me in jail for the rest of my life. There was nothing that you could have done to coerce me into taking that vaccine. Now, again, I'm not saying that I'm a hero. I'm not saying that I'm brave. I feel bad for the ones that were put into a position that they had to make that decision, and they had no other way to go, or no other way to, you know, no other decision to make but to get it. And some of them have died. One of my Twitter followers was a little angry with one of my posts. But I told him, I said, you got to be mad at the people that did this to you, not at people that have an opinion after the fact. My heart goes out to each and every person that has lost a loved one, or has been disabled, or any of that. What is your opinion on that whole DeMar Hamlin thing, Daryl?
Okay, someone with some broke, okay, like Chris said, when you do CPR, you're going to break ribs. Let's just put it like this, a simple way of doing it. Ribs are going to be broken because of the compressions so deep. And me being in sports, I have never, I'll repeat, I haven't never seen anybody be able to raise their hands up like that after going through that kind of trauma that soon. So I'm skeptical on that big time. I don't like this vaccine thing. I was on the opposite end of you because being in the military and I had in the reserves and I'm almost at retirement and I didn't want to lose my retirement, but I did not take that mRNA crap. I did the JJ, but I'm not dependent on that because I take my vitamins every day, like I supposed to, my C, D, and E, to help my immune system. So virtually, I really don't care about this shot that I had to take, but I was at that choice either. Now, if I only did 10 years in the military, I probably would have been like, screw it, I'm going to walk away. But I'm so close where, you know, and there's a lot of people in the military that felt like that. But at the same time, also people in the military, if they didn't get the vaccine, they're going to have a less than honorable. And that's BS because that if you have a less than honorable, that messes you up for a while. And then you have to apply to get your honorable. See, this whole thing is a bunch of BS between them. And then you can't sue the medical folks, the Pfizer and all them. You can't sue them because, you know, our people in Congress put up this cause. And then now you have this that happened, you know, to the Bills player. Then all of a sudden, okay, he's dressed in black. You can't recognize him. Now, I'm sorry, but pro players, they like to be recognized, whether they go through some trauma or not. You see who they are. So, you know, this is a bunch of bullshit. That's what it is. It's a bunch of bullshit.
It's just It's just weird is what it is. But I'm going to share the guest call-in number right after we take a quick 30-second break. I want you to go grab your pen, piece of paper, write down the guest call-in number. If you want to add to the conversation live and uncensored on the air, you're welcome to call in, and I'll share that number with you when we come back.
Let me thank Trucker Tools for helping us out and supporting our messages. Trucker Tools is an all-in-one app for truckers and their business. The Trucker Tools app was built from feedback from real drivers and is always being updated to better assist drivers in saving time, running more efficiently, and making more money. Check out their website at truckertools.com. That's Trucker Tools, the app for truckers.
That's truckertools.com, ladies and gentlemen. I actually use that app, and I love the app. And I don't say things like that because they sponsor this radio show network or this talk radio network. I say that because I actually use their product, and I strongly and firmly believe in it. But that phone number for the guest call-in number, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening and you want to join the conversation, we'll put you on air, even if you disagree with us. The only thing I'm going to say before we give this number out, we had a guy call in a couple weeks ago that thought it would be fun to come on here for 7 minutes and just say the F word and just be completely disrespectful. I believe in free speech, and you have the right to disagree with us and a right to your opinion, but if you're just going to come on here and act like an asshole, your call's going to get dropped, just to give you a fair warning. So that guest call-in number, ladies and gentlemen, is 516-387-1733. That's 516-387-1733. And once you get the radio show and you can hear us through your head or your phone, if you want to get on air, all you have to do is press the number one. It won't ask you. Just press the number one. That will tell me that you want to get on air with us and you have something to add to the conversation. With that being said, I want to go to Chris for a second, because me and him were talking the other day about all these documents, these classified documents being found in Joe Biden's head. I don't know how many times they found documents in different locations with that guy. Now Mike Pence. Of course, the FBI raided Mar-a-Lago, and you know, because Donald Trump had classified documents, even though he was authorized on classified documents. Joe Biden or Mike Pence, no, neither one of them ever have. And now they're coming out and they're saying, hey, we better ask George Bush and Bill Clinton and Barack Obama, do you guys have any documents laying around in your document files anywhere? That actually come out in the news, that they're asking them if they have any. Like, hey, we're going to normalize this. You know, this is your time right now just to tell us, you know, do you have it or don't you have it kind of thing. I want you guys to hear what Chris's theory is on this, because Chris had a very interesting take on all of this. So, Chris, go ahead, man.
Well, let me start by saying I'm really glad that you didn't have to go live in a tree fort, because as we just discovered, thanks to Antifa, apparently they're pretty good at handling the tree people. So it didn't work out so well for the Antifa Treehouse crew in Atlanta. But, these classified documents. Well, for one, I think what we're seeing again, of course, is a distraction. Because now we're talking about some sort of classified documents. We don't even know what the hell they are in his Corvette. And as long as we're talking about him and Mike Pence and Donald Trump and we're having that argument, we're not talking about the laptop from hell. But if this is what they use, if they do go after him with the classified documents, well, that's a lot. That's going to be a lot easier on him than exposing and going after him and having to impeach him for all the business dealings with China and Ukraine and the money laundering and things like that. But I can't take credit for this theory. I actually heard this theory on the Tim Pool TimCast, and I was kind of intrigued by it. And it was offered out that what we might be seeing is a little bit of a civil war, a split in the government, specifically at the DOJ, where you've got basically what I call the sellouts, right, the traitors that are working with the DNC to weaponize the federal agencies against anyone that doesn't fall in line with the party. And they went out and they did this Trump, this raid on Donald Trump. And of course they conveniently did it right before the midterm elections. Right. And then all of a sudden we have these other documents that have been found, but that gets concealed. But the belief is that what you may have going on is some of the members of the Department of Justice that are not in bed with the DNC may be coming out and saying, okay, you're going to go after Trump for still having classified documents. We're pretty sure Joe has a few, too. We'll go after him. And so they put the pressure on. You know, they reveal that he has some classified documents. And then the DNC guys come back and say, oh, you guys are going to go after him? All right, fine. We'll go after Pence now. So that was one theory that was being offered, is that we're actually seeing the start of that divide within the government itself. And then the other theory was that, like you were saying, now they're just going to make it that, oh, yeah, everybody's got classified documents laying around. It's a normal thing. It happens. It's not really criminal. There's no need for us to go after Joe Biden for that. You know, but we have to go after Trump because those were nuclear secrets and that's different. You know, so I think I'm probably leaning towards the latter, that they're going to normalize the fact that everybody's got a few confidential documents that aren't the big importance laying around if they've ever been in the Oval Office or around it. You know, but Trump's different because they at least with him, they at least reveal the nature of the documents. They said that they're nuclear-related. We don't know how they're nuclear-related, but they're going to use that, I think, to run that angle that, yeah, these were low-level documents that Biden and Pence had, but Trump had really, really sensitive and clear stuff, so we have to go after that. And I think that's the angle they're playing.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good take on it. My theory, I really believe that with Gavin Newsom visiting the White House, that was last year sometime, and Joe Biden's low approval rating and his inability to smooth the crowd, so to speak, I really believe that the Democratic Party is making a power move on trying to get rid of Joe Biden and making him basically step down or not to run in 2024 because he's just getting too old and he's not quite there mentally, blah, 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 blah. They're going to make a lot of excuses up. What I think is happening is they're preparing for a Gavin Newsom run. And surprise, surprise, they're going to win that election with Gavin Newsom in 2024 against Trump. Over because of mail-in ballots. California had an election, Gavin Newsom won, and there was an uproar that people were saying, there's no way he won. Everybody I talked to can't stand him. Gavin Newsom happens to be Nancy Pelosi's nephew. Gavin Newsom is very heavy into the WEF, along with, well, another schmoozer, Justin Trudeau. Now, what does Justin Trudeau and Gavin Newsom have in common? They are both communists. They are both heavily involved with the World Economic Forum. And I think a lot of the things we see that we are seeing right now, like the war in Ukraine that we're going to get to here shortly, it's a power play, and they're setting themselves up for what they are planning to do to all of us, Agenda 2030. And people have called us conspiracy theorists for quite a long time, especially me and Chris. But turns out that it's conspiracy theorists are 68 and old about right now. And I was talking to Chris earlier about about the vaccine and how people are suddenly dying at a young age, especially athletes with cardiac arrests. And now they're linking strokes to the Pfizer vaccine, I believe it was, or the Moderna, whichever one it was. I seen an article a couple days ago on Twitter, and that article stated, this was the headline, you can't make this shit up, ladies and gentlemen. The headline stated, the unvaccinated knew what was going to happen. Why didn't they try to warn us? See, what you need to understand is that the media will gaslight you at every single corner and try to blame everybody else and everything else except for themselves. People like me and Chris have been warning people for a very, very long time. As a matter of fact, I've stated this a million times, I have been banned off of numerous social media platforms because I've been trying to warn you. At one point, Chris, when I was on Facebook, Chris even asked me kindly, he said, you know, in order to protect our Facebook group, maybe you just want to, just tell people what we're going to talk about, not give them an article or, you know. And I said to Chris, yeah, I think you're right. I don't want to hurt our Facebook page, because Chris had spent a little bit of money advertising on that. And we were banned from advertising our radio show on Facebook because of me, because of the things I said on there, warning people about these vaccines. So if anybody's responsible for what's going on right now, it's the media, it's big tech, it's your government officials that are taking bribe money, and it's big pharma. People like me, people like Chris, people like Daryl, like Kim, the Freedom Convoy up in Canada, the People's Convoy here in the United States, the numerous other countries that people are protesting in the streets as we speak that the media will not cover, those are people that you want to be friends with. Those are the people that have been standing up for you. Wow, they take your criticism because you believe every fucking thing that comes off social media, or off of social media and off the mainstream media. The fact of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, is that guys like me and Chris and Daryl and Kim, we watch, we observe, we see what happens on mainstream media, social media, what the narrative is that they're pushing out, and then we go dig and we find out why they're pushing it like that. And then we come across stuff, whoa, what is this? We're not here to lie to you. We're not here to hurt you in any way. We are here for you to wake up and understand what the truth is. And the fact of the matter is we've been lied to about everything that you think you know about how the world works. It's all run by a group of elite people. And I know some of you are sitting there laughing and going, oh, my God, this guy's lost his mind. Trust me, I wish I didn't know the things I knew at this point. My life was so much more peaceful when my head was buried in the sand. I wasn't so angry all the time. I'm angry now because people just refuse to wake the fuck up. They don't want it. They don't want to know the truth because it doesn't affect them. The problem that I have that makes me so angry is people like Trista, people like Sean. And it, by the way, that hashtag is hashtag answers for Sean with the number 4, not the word 4, answers for Sean. You can find that account on Twitter at answers for Sean. And I am friends with both of Trista's parents on Twitter, Alan and Taylor. And that hashtag is justice for Trista. And those are the people I stand up for. The phone calls that I got while I was planning the convoy up to Pembina, North Dakota, to the border to support a Freedom Convoy friends in Canada, from people that had Canadian relatives that they hadn't seen for over 2 years because of mandates. And guess what? Justin Trudeau dropped the mandates because of the Freedom Convoy, in my opinion. Joe Biden has not. Joe Biden lets the southern border open, wide, and free, and anybody can come across at any time. No, never mandated vaccines. But God forbid American and Canadian families are able to visit each other without proof of vaccination. There's your Marxist, ladies and gentlemen, and there's your communism. And you're dealing with it, you're putting up with it. He just renewed the Emergencies Act, for Christ's sake. Joe Biden did. What emergency? Everybody's living their life as normal. It's all about power and control. The Emergency Act allows the government, the federal government, to circumvent the Constitution to continue on with their control. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a fact. Daryl, what say you? What do you think about all this?
Ooh. All right, here we go. All right, folks who know me, I'm blunt, I'm to the point. I'll say things and I can back things up. When this first started, and it started when we had the hottest economy that was going. People was working. We wasn't having a bunch of BS, and all of a sudden. We have this COVID crap comes in. And again, people, they're sitting back, they're saying, okay, let's see if we can scare as many people as we can, and let's see who's going to obey. I'm telling you right now, I didn't obey. You know what? I carried my little mask. I didn't even carry a mask. I had a little scarf thing with me. And you know what? Did I wear it? No. Did I wear it at airports? No. Did I wear it in Costco? No. Did I wear it anywhere? No. I'm a wise ass. I'll show up with it. You have to put it on. Now I just took it off and I'll walk in the store. People, you got to quit being afraid. We've been telling you about all this stuff from day one on a lot of things. Now, look at what they're doing. We just told you about the Pfizer video that's out. Look it up yourself. And then, people, if you use just a little bit of thought, just a little. You don't have to use too much. Just a little. And you decide to look up gene therapy and this COVID shot that is messing with your DNA, you do understand that you have cells in your body. They're able to duplicate and go to wherever they need to. Then all of a sudden we got something in the DNA that's changing it all over, and now we're having myocardium. We're, you know, we show that film where it shows clogs in the heart. And then now we have all of a sudden we have Pfizer. They're one of the big people that are making up all this stuff. And on top of that, they're not even telling you what else they're going to do. They're coming back saying, well, we're going to wait until the next pandemic. Okay, they're warning you, saying we're going to come out with something worse because we're going to knock you to your knees. And then as we're talking about all these paperwork, the documents that are showing up. There is no reason for a vice president to have documents, period. That's just how it is. That's how the law is stated. And Biden had them when he was a senator. Now, for some reason, this Democratic Party and these communist people who are also Marxists, they want to normalize stuff that is a no-no. They want to normalize Biden having documents, and all of a sudden that Pence have documents, and all of a sudden people are saying, well, where did the documents come from? Me as a black man, guess what? I have a thing called a security camera, so if I see someone coming up, I'll be able to know that you tried to slip documents in my house so you can't see it. Very easy. But everything that they're doing, they're making you – it's like a shell game. They don't want you to understand what's going on. Biden, they are so corrupt. His family is so corrupt, dealing with China, Russia, and Ukraine. And then now they don't want you to know about his laptop, but we're going to talk about documents. First we'll go after Trump, and now it's a tit for tat. Really, does the American people really care about the documents? How about the Congress people that's getting screwed over with China, giving away our secrets? How about that? That's what we need to be concentrating on. And need to be concentrating on taking care of our borders.
Well, you know, Mike, it's funny you brought that up because Mike Pompeo just said that when he was CIA director, he knew that Adam Schiff had given away classified documents to China. Ain't that something? I don't know, Chris, what's your thoughts on all that?
Impeach all of them. Start over.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, Chris has got to leave us early tonight. Like he said, he's driving. He's on his way home. But I've always said to these guys when it's our home time, which is like last week, even though I'm at home tonight, last week I got home and I was just worn out. I was wiped out. And I left you in capable hands with Chris and Daryl. But Chris might have to – he'll be ducking out early on us. So he might interrupt me or you, Daryl, to let us know that he's getting close to home so he can at least give his last thoughts out, for the night. And, cool. Yeah, there's that. Oh, boy. I don't know. Maybe we need to lighten the show up. It got serious, like, right real quick with the Project Veritas video. And, this week I was in Illinois over by Chicago in a town called Morris right off I-80. And I unloaded on Tuesday morning, and my reload wasn't until Wednesday morning, and I was 14 miles away from my reload. So I decided to get up at 11:30 in the morning and just drive over to where I needed to be and, excuse me, good Lord. As I was getting on the interstate in Morris, Illinois, I noticed traffic kind of backing up a little bit, people hitting their brakes, and I get up to it, and it's the state police laying down spike strips. And I'm thinking, well, if they're laying spike strips down, that means the high-speed chase is coming behind me. I need to get the hell out of here. Well, I look, and I see the state police frantically waving at people, go move, go, 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 go. So I got a mile down the road, there's another state police with spike strips ready to go. And I got about a mile past him, and I looked in my mirror, and I seen police lights, and I seen a white car moving at a high rate of fuel consumption. And there's a car in the left lane that was passing a semi, and that white car flew around that car in the left lane, half in the grass and half on the shoulder, doing probably 120. But I got it all on my dash cam. Unfortunately, I can't share my dash cam over the radio, but it was a pretty surreal moment to be involved in a high-speed car chase. Now, Chris and Daryl have a lot more experience of seeing crazy shit up front. So I'm going to ask Chris first, what's one of the craziest things that you have seen that people, like, they see it on TV and it's like, wow, that's crazy. What's one of the craziest things that you've seen, Chris?
Gosh. Trying to think here on the spot while I'm driving. I'll tell this story. There was a call about a naked man walking down the street and, which turned into a foot chase. That there was indeed a naked man walking down the street. And he ended up running out onto the beach, and he was, like, really, really sweaty. He was apparently really, really drunk on vodka. And, he got tackled and buried in the sand, and he looked like the abominable Sandman when he stood up. And nobody wanted to touch him because he was naked and sweaty. And so he started running again, got tackled a second time, and he was, like, off his meds or whatever. So he got put on an ambulance, and he calmed down and was agreed to go with the ambulance to the hospital and talk to a psych doctor. And then the ambulance got, like, half a mile down the road, and he basically undid the straps on his bed and jumped out of the back of the ambulance at a red light and took off running again. So there's all kinds of crazy stuff that goes on out there, man.
that was a light what Chris saw, by the way. That was Chris being nice to the audience, because I know Chris has been involved in more crazy things than the story we just heard.
I have.
Yeah, we I don't know if we want to break the audience in quite yet on Chris's history. Oh, yeah, Daryl, I know that you you were a police officer for 4 years in the Denver, Colorado area, if I'm correct on that. And
that's correct.
You served this great country. You are a truck driver. What is one of the craziest stories that you can recall right off of hand of something that you've seen or been involved with?
Can they run in? Well, I could say almost the same story as Chris said, but I'll talk about something in trucking. Going down to Hunts Point, on my way to Hunts Point with a load of beef. Now, back in the day, you folks that go to Hunts Point now, you're seeing the new Hunts Point. It's all beautiful. There's no hookers around. It's all light, all lit up. It's all pretty. You can park in. They have grass. Back in the day, it wasn't nothing like that. I have one instance when I came off the interstate, and then you're going down this area, and it's like 18 blocks, and it's going through the poor area, and then at the 19th block, you'll see a police officer. So I pull off. First, I'm running down. I get past the bridge, and then I notice a car that was telling me. I'm like, okay, what the hell's going on with this? Next thing you know, he pulls up. He's stuck, trying to figure out my truck. So I try to run him into the center concrete, and then he backed off, and I turned off into my area, started going down. Then all of a sudden, there's this woman that I noticed crossing the street, and she's butt-ass naked, and she's waving her hands for me to stop. And I just happened to glimpse in the back. Now, people, if you know anything about a tractor trailer, you can put a car. This is when I was hauling reefers. You can put a car right up to the back end of a trailer, and the truck driver will never see that car, and they will open up the door and start chucking out what we call box meat. And before you know it, people that don't pay attention, you have an empty truck. Well, I see this lady, and I notice this car coming up, and I'm looking at her, looking at the car, and I'm like, screw this shit. I see her, she's waving her hands, and she had a nice pair of tatas, and I was about to run her over, and she didn't jump, because I'm not stopping. And then another car happened to come out, and I weaved over to the side a little bit, and then I cranked it over, and I ran over the hood, and I kept on going. And then came down there to the ninth stop. The police officer looked at me. I looked at him. I looked up the road. He looked at me again and gave me the signal of, just keep going. We didn't see you. And I kept on going. People, Hunts Point is just, people have got shot and died in Hunts Point. I pulled a gun on someone who jumped on my door, and they were trying to get me to go into an alley. And I'm just like, either A, you get off my truck, or I will shoot you in your damn head. This is a lesson for all you people going to cities like New York or Seattle or something like that. Pay attention to what the hell you're doing, because if not, if they guide you into an alley, you may not come out of it. So I've seen some crazy stuff that came out of New York. They fished the body that one of the truckers, they decided to take them to the other side of the line, so they didn't have to deal with them because they were trying to break into their stuff. So, yeah, it's crazy. I have some other stuff, but I'm just going to leave it at that.
We've all seen a lot of craziness, especially as truck drivers and then as police officers. Anybody in life, you know, I'm sure everybody has a story, you know, some crazier than others. But that was my excitement for the week I wanted to bring up. And, you know, I know Chris is driving right now, so he can't play the game tonight. But I have some redemption. Redemption, I should say. I seen that he was he beat you, what, 4-1 last week?
Hey, he waxed me. That was, yeah, he killed me yesterday. Last week.
I listened back to the radio show on my way out to Morris, Illinois, and I'm like, how the fuck does Chris do this? That's two weeks in a row. I mean, he smears you. And I'm thinking to myself, I don't know how. And I listen to Chris deliver it, and I'm like, okay, it's good. I mean, he's got a good delivery, and I don't know what it is. And I told Chris, I said, you're the master, seriously. That was awesome.
I'm thinking,
oh my God,
I'm not going to do that no more.
Well, let's you want to try it again tonight?
Oh boy. Hey, let's go.
Without Chris. And then we're going to prove to Chris that Chris is the master at this. So I got a headline up right now. Is this the Babylon Bee, or is this the Gateway Pundit?
Okay, Gateway
Pfizer pleased to announce that their new vaccine, 90% effective against the new virus they created.
Babylon.
Damn, motherfucker, how the fuck do you do it, Chris?
Yeah, it was a Babylon.
All right, are you ready? I got one.
Yeah. Okay, I'm ready.
Oh, he does
okay.
Got one. Good.
All right, here we go. Researchers reveal shape-shifting humanoid robots that can turn themselves into liquid.
Turn themselves into what?
Liquid. Researchers
Babylon.
Reveals shape-shifting humanoid robots that can turn themselves into liquid.
Babylon.
That is a real story from The Independent. Skynet is coming to life.
You literally get them on everything. How?
I think it was some of those phantom voters that developed that technology.
The phantom voters along with the phantom guns.
Okay.
Son of a...
I don't know how you do it, man, but it's impressive. Okay, so is this the Babylon Bee or the Gateway Pundit? Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell have been demoted to House Party Planning Committee.
Babylon.
Motherfucker, Chris. Seriously. Chris, I don't know. I don't know how to do it anymore, Chris. You are the master. We've proved it. I did two, and you did one, and you, yeah.
I
don't get it.
All right.
Come on, Chris, bring me one. I got men on first and second.
All right. White House displays sign one day without classified documents discovered.
Say that again.
White House displays sign reading one day since classified documents discovered.
That's Babylon.
You got that, yeah. That was Babylon.
Ah,
okay.
That's beautiful. Scored someone in.
Yeah, okay. I think I may have gotten you on this one. Doctor who claimed obesity can't be treated with diet and exercise tapped for role in USDA's Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee.
That's not the Babylon. That's that other one. Gateway.
I give up, Chris. Chris is the king.
Home
run. Can I suck at this game?
You jackpot.
Hey, did you guys hear the police body cam video of Paul Pelosi attack will be released Friday morning, tomorrow morning? And you want to know who the sponsor is? KY Jelly.
Oh, man. Shit.
Yeah, so they're actually going to release that body cam video of Paul Pelosi. How redacted do you think that thing is going to be? Cut. Yeah. What do you guys think? Like, Chris, what do you think really happened there? Like, this is just our opinion. We don't know for anything for fact. I mean, we know what they told us is fact. But, Chris, in your opinion, what do you think was going on there with that Paul Pelosi attack, since we're talking about it?
I think that was probably a I'm leaning towards a late night drug deal that went bad.
Late night drug deal, or do you think it was a lover's quarrel? Because the guy was in his underwear. They're both in his underwear.
Drug deal, lover's quarrel, a combination of the two kind of thing. Hey, come on over and bring some of those lewds and, we'll fool around a little bit while you're here, whatever. Obviously the two knew each other. He identified the guy as his friend that was refusing to leave when he called 911. He opened the door to let police in. It seems like there was kind of an anger reaction, almost like, you actually called the cops? I thought you were faking that. And then he got mad to see that the cops actually showed up and hit him on the head with a hammer. Yeah, that's my take.
You know, what I find interesting about the story, though, what was it, a week or two later, Paul Pelosi was at some convention or something. He supposedly had to go to the hospital and have surgery and all this shit. Are they calling stitches in a head surgery now? Just asking for a friend. Or was he hit on the head with one of those big rubber plastic hammers that you buy at a baseball game? I don't know. Again, this is just our opinion. And when the police arrived, and they said that the glass was broken out, and they made the observation that it was all broken out to the outside. If he would have broke it from the outside, it would have all been inside. And I think you might be onto something, Chris, with that theory that when the police did show up, he got pissed off and threw an object through that window, and then they said it was broken. But we're going to have the police dash cam video tomorrow, so it's going to be interesting to watch that. I guarantee you that trends right away on Twitter tomorrow when that video comes out. Just like Project Veritas's video, by the way, had 7.1 million views. If it wasn't a record, it was very close to a record of views on Twitter. So I don't think the Paul Pelosi hammer attack dash cam or police cam body cam video is going to quite break what Project Veritas's video did, but nonetheless, it's going to be an interesting morning on Twitter. Darryl, what do you think happened with that Paul Pelosi attack? What do you think is really happened?
I think there's just some freaky ass people that caught that everything went wrong. You look at Nancy Pelosi. When she was in front of the camera, she looked kind of strange on a lot of things. She did not look normal, especially some of those poses. And then, she got her hair did. She's looking kind of scary. And then her husband, he gets caught for drunk driving. I think it's part of a drug deal went wrong. But then on top of that, there's just some freaky shit that was going on. All I got to say is some rich folks, they perverted. That's all I got to say. They just plain perverted. Not all rich people. Some of them are. Especially those two. Wouldn't surprise me.
There's so much crazy shit coming out of D.C. and our so-called elected officials who I don't even know if 90% of them are even elected anymore. I don't know. I've witnessed too much and watched too much to for anybody to convince me that we have free and fair elections, especially when that's all they say. We have free and fair elections. Well, I really don't believe you. But whatever. Chris, you're back on. I see your call drop, and I see you call back in.
Yeah, I had to give a call real quick to let my wife know I was just about 20 minutes away so that she could actually come pick me up.
Oh, you're 20 minutes away. Shit, you're almost there.
Almost, yeah.
Good deal, man. Well, enjoy your night off, and, well, sort of, but you know what I'm saying. But,
right.
Yeah. You wanna give your last thoughts now?
Oh, well, what were we talking about, or what were you talking about when Greg came back in? Or do I want to know?
Well, we were talking about Daryl's best friend, Paul Pelosi, that he hangs around with every weekend. I don't know what you, if you want to add to that.
Hey, easy. I don't get no money.
What is the whole story? Maybe you guys can fill me in because I'm obviously missed something. What's the whole thing about demons getting exercised at the Pelosi house? I'm lost on that one. I saw some sort of headline about that.
What was that headline?
Something about, you know, a priest doing an exorcism or something at the Pelosi house.
Oh, what? I heard about that.
Oh, yeah. She had the church come over and do an exorcism to get the evil out of the Pelosi house. Did you guys hear what the breaking news is now? Shortly after that exorcism, Nancy Pelosi has not been seen since. Yeah.
Dang.
The exorcism.
Where's the police siren on this one? On that one?
Right.
Now, you're speaking of Nancy Pelosi, yep. We're trying to laugh about it and stuff, but did you guys hear that the DOJ launched an investigation on Google? Basically, what it will do is split the company in two pieces. And Nancy Pelosi, 30 days before this investigation was announced, sold $3 million of Google stock. Did you guys hear about that?
Mm-mm.
That's a fact.
I didn't hear about that one. I've heard a lot of the other very well-timed trades that her and Paul have made.
Yeah, the insider trading, you know, similar to what Martha Stewart went to jail for, kind of, sort of.
Mm-hmm.
But if you or I did that in everyday life, what Nancy Pelosi just did, and that's just one example I can give you. There's numerous other ones that are out there. But this one, she sold $3 million worth of stock in Google, and then in less than 30 days later, the DOJ, Department of Justice, announces that they're going to do an investigation on Google. And I'm like, the American people, the people in general, just tired, sick and tired of the double standard with politicians and the elite and how we get treated. And that's where I tell people, you have been lied to about everything in your entire life, and that is one of the perfect examples right there. They have one set of rules, and we have one set of rules. So, yeah, I don't know, Chris. You know, I came across a story earlier, why I still got you on here, because I kind of want to hear your opinion on it. Dr. Naomi Wolf commented on the COVID vaccine. Her comment was, it's a bioweapon manufactured in concert with the Chinese Communist Party in a slow way to debilitate, if not kill off, the population of North America and Western Europe. What are your thoughts on that, Chris, before you have to go? Because I really want your thoughts on this one.
Well, man, that's a big one. But then, you know, there was a lot of crazy, crazy things that I heard that years ago that I thought were just absolutely, obviously, these were paranoid schizophrenic people that came up with these theories, you know, and then 2020 came and they started happening. And so I'm not as fast to write off crazy stuff anymore. I believe the initial virus itself, definitely. I mean, gain-of-function research, when you talk about gain-of-function research, that usually is being done for the purpose of weaponizing viruses and using them as bioweapons. You know, that's why it's done in, you know, labs that are controlled by the military. So I do believe that whether it was an intentional release or unintentional release, I do believe the COVID-19 virus itself wasn't intended to be a bioweapon or was in the process of being refined made into a better bioweapon. The virus, you know, I'm still up in the air as to whether or not it is a deliberate bioweapon or if it was just a convenient cash cow, as Mr. Hot Pants over there with Pfizer for research and development likes to call it. You know, if it was just a convenient cash cow that they said, hey, this virus is out there, let's just really throw the propaganda machine in play and watch our profits surge as we make this vaccine, you know, and then it turns out that, oh, maybe it's not so good. I don't know. I mean, that's a real stretch to say, hey, the virus was a bioweapon and the vaccine is a bioweapon, and it's going to wipe out these populations. I don't know. I mean, I guess time will tell, you know, or else if everybody's still around in 5 years, you know, we'll know it wasn't true. I don't know. Kind of scary, though.
In Bill Gates' own words, he said vaccine side effects don't show up for 2 years, and we are getting close to that two-year mark with a good majority of the population. And you are witnessing people dropping over that are young with cardiac arrests and dying. And again, next week we are going to go in depth with that with parents of Trista from Oklahoma, hashtag justice for Trista, who passed away at the age of 18 after her parents begged her not to get that vaccine. And she decided to go get it after the media told her to. Which is sad because my daughter went and got the vaccine, and my daughter is just a hair older than Trista. She's still alive, obviously, but my son chose not to. And I told both my kids, please, please don't get the vaccine. However, you're adults. You make up your own decision. It's not up to me to make their decision for them. But I tried to tell them everything I knew about the vaccine at that time. I was unsuccessful with my daughter, partially because my ex-wife is, she's a physician assistant. She's in the health care field. So she tends to follow CDC guidelines and what is, you know, said in that manner. And I'm not blaming my ex-wife by any means, but just so you know. My daughter had a decision to make, and she made a decision. And my son had a decision to make, and he made his. So I my heart certainly goes out to those people that have lost their loved ones and or have been permanently disabled over this. I've seen numerous videos of that, too. What I find sickening is I'll go to now that Twitter changed their algorithms, I see a lot of posts from, I'll call them the liberals, people that I used to be a Democrat, by the way. I'm not. I'm far from it now. I'll never vote for that party ever again. But anyway, these people get on TikTok or Twitter and say, woke up today, I'm fully vaxxed, and I still don't have any adverse side effects. Like, how more disrespectful can you get? It's like, God, you fucking soulless bastards. People have lost their loved ones, and some are permanently disabled that are, they constantly shake, they constantly hurt, and you want to get on and say shit like that. This country has turned to shit, in my opinion. I don't know, Daryl. It's Daryl's fault for him and Pelosi, Paul Pelosi, hanging out all the time. It corrupted Daryl.
Hey, you know, all that I'm going to say is this. Number one, I ain't in no damn chains, Biden. And guess what? I'm still black because I didn't vote for you. And did you know that a black man invented the protective mailbox?
It what now?
Yeah, see, a black man invented the post of the mailbox. The mailbox you see that's sitting outside? A black man invented that. Yeah.
Jesus. You know what?
I decided to
introduce you on this show from now on, you have to say that catchphrase that you always do. Joe Biden,
I didn't vote for you, and I'm still black.
Damn straight I am. And if I get to say, and trust me, if I ever get a chance to say it in front of me, oh, I am going to. I will relish that moment.
Yeah, but look,
because
look what you did to Chris, because Chris now has been saying it. Joe Biden, I didn't vote for you, and I'm still black.
Because he is.
Chris can identify with what, however he wants to, I guess.
The brother got sold.
I got bestowed the title when I was in the military and partying with some guys in the barracks. I was given the title of honorary brother while I was in. And I still didn't vote for Biden.
See?
Honorary brother.
Not all black folks are fools. That's all I'm going to say.
But with that, I am going to take my ex to my parking area over here, and you know the trail. It's time for me to gather up my laundry and all that good stuff. So I will bid you all good night. Thanks to the audience as always, and look forward to the next one.
All right, brother. Catch you later. Have a good night, man. All right, everybody. Chris is out for the night. He made it home, and his wife's there to pick him up. And we certainly appreciate Chris here on the show. Chris has been with me since episode number 2. I did one episode, number 1, with my good friend Taylor, and then after that, I called Chris. I said, hey, you want to be my co-host on this radio show I got on Blog Talk Radio? He says, yeah, I do. And we're at episode number 64 now, and Chris has been with me since, he's been with me for 63 of them. So it's been a ride. And we just added Daryl on, how many episodes? Maybe right after the elections, right?
Yep, I came on episode 51. I came on.
51, okay, we're at 64, so you've been on 14. Are
yep.
Pretty close to it. So, yeah. I mean,
pretty close.
And Kim's been with us for most of that also. So we're building a great team, and we're having fun, and we get better at this every week. And we bring on – we've had numerous guests on, representatives, congresswomen, people running for office. Daryl was one of them. He was running for Lieutenant Governor in Colorado, and he's a welcome member of the team here, because Daryl gets to bring a different perspective in more ways than one. I try not to focus on I try not to focus on the black-white thing, but Daryl happens to be a black man.
Yep.
Daryl also happened to be a police officer. Daryl also ran for lieutenant governor in Colorado, so he knows his politics a bit. He's also a truck driver. So Daryl brings a whole unique perspective. Oh, and he's a conservative. So we got a black conservative, ex-police officer, current truck driver, and ran for public office. I don't know if you can get more diverse than that and try to argue with Daryl about any of those issues. It just really, I don't know, it excites me to have you on here because of that, all those different perspectives that you bring to the table. And I think it kind of catches people off guard. It's like, there ain't no way that guy's black. There ain't no way he used to be a police officer. There's no way that he used to run for public office. There's no way. Well, yeah, he could be a truck driver, but that's it. Why? People don't like it on the other side. But, hey, you know what, Daryl? Since Chris is gone, it's just me and you. I did there was a story out of Memphis, Tennessee, and I want you to give your perspective on this. I'm going to give you a short little – my opinion on it, but I want you to give your perspective on this, because it kind of leads into everything that I just said about who you are as a person. Now, that doesn't make you who you are as a person. That's just what you have done as a person.
Right.
You know, a police officer, truck driver, ran for public office, blah, 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 blah. Now, we've talked about Black Lives Matter on this show numerous times, and what we believe them to be a corrupt organization, Marxists for the Democratic Party, paid for and funded by George Soros. We know a lot of things about Black Lives Matter corruptness, which is why Daryl has zero support for them. And the story that came out of Memphis, and this might blow some people's minds, then maybe it won't, I don't know. But I read it, and I looked at the picture, and I'm like, well, ain't that a motherfucker? So just this was at 4:25 p.m. today, about 4 hours ago. Just in, five ex-Memphis police officers charged with murder in death of black motorist Tyree Nichols. Okay, so that's five ex-Memphis police officers charged with murder in death of black motorist Tyree Nichols. And I think, you know, reading the headline, I'm thinking, well, five police officers, five, and there's no, like, riots, there's no nothing. I scroll down, I get to the picture. These five ex-Memphis police officers, Daryl, they're all five black. All five. And I thought to myself, oh, now I know why Black Lives Matter hasn't commented on this story, because it doesn't fit the narrative. What is your thoughts on this, Daryl? I really am curious to hear what you think about this.
All right. Wait a minute. One more thing that you got to add to the list that I've done. I was also a medical assistant. I went to school for nursing, but I ran out of money for it. So Lord said, no, you're not going there. And I want to say hi to my crew that I used to work with, Baker Hughes, because I used to be a fracker. Now, all right. I'm going to say this.
Whoa. How many? What else are you going to throw on me here? Damn,
hey,
man.
I'm not lazy. I like to work. I get laid off. I got laid off, and I went on to Baker Hughes. You know, I enjoyed being out fracking.
I forgot about one thing. And
what's that?
He's really close friends with Paul Pelosi.
Hell no. if that's the case, the fandom need to give me some money. A brother broke.
Can we get the Pelosi's to sponsor this show, please?
yeah, I know. I would have to shoot my truck. I'll have me a show truck by that time. Shoot, but you know what? This Black Lives Matter nonsense, and I'm going to put it like this, because maybe I'll piss people off, maybe I won't, but as you know me, I don't give a shit, because I like to go ahead and speak my mind. I am not PC, never will be PC, and that's just how it is. Black Lives Matter, the original creator of Black Lives Matter, I understood what he was going through and what he was standing for. But then you got these damn yahoos who are none but Marxists. They hid behind Black Lives Matter, fooled all of y'all, and think of that we're going for something good, because they were smart enough to fool you, and you gave money to them, and now you find out they're a bunch of perverts, a bunch of cheats, and everything else. But here's the thing. Black Lives Matter, they're so fucking fake. It's this. They went and burned down the buildings of black folks, white folks too, but especially black folks, black businesses, black people that didn't even hardly have any, they didn't have any insurance for it. But after all is said and done, have they lifted a finger to help anyone? No, they haven't. They started chapters, but you got to pay them to have the chapters. Now, let's look at this even more. We have more black people, more black men killing each other than ever before. Where's Black Lives Matter? Nowhere. Now you have this, and now I'm gonna piece this with something else. Just like, and again, I don't give a shit. Y'all get mad at me. But what's that dude's name? Reverend Al Sharpton. You notice cronies like him and all these other ones, they're quick to jump up and say, ooh, a white man killed a black person. We got to have justice. Justice, justice, justice. Let's do this and that and other thing. We got more black people killing each other. Where the hell are they? I don't hear them streaming up saying, you know what, black folks, we got to quit killing each other and we got to have some justice within ourselves. And here it is. We got five, and I don't know the whole gist of this Memphis thing, but we have five black officers with another black man that passed away. And where's Black Lives Matter? Where is, you know, I forgot his damn name already now. Where's Maxine Waters?
Where's Jesse Jackson?
Yeah, Al Sharpton. Where's Jesse Jackson? Where are all of them? I am sick and tired. Let me read, just like the old gospel song, I am sick and tired of these fake black representatives talking about they are here for the black people. No, they're not. They did just exactly what this one prejudiced president that we had was Johnson, but he was smart. He sat back and said, let's give these uppity niggers something to calm them down. They gave them things in office, and look at it. Do they stand up for anything that happens that these crazy people do in Congress that affect black folks? No, not one. And here it is. Five black officers in charge of killing a black man, and where are all these people at? All these people you decided to put all your money into. All these people that you went on and did a riot for. All these people where you went on and you got, now you have a jail record because you decided to go out and go ahead and tear up some stuff and steal some things, which had nothing to do with justice at all. And then you have George Soros, who is white people, and they're backing these people up. And for all of you people that do not understand this, into Orleans, Marxists, the man who came up with Marxism, did not like black people, did not like poor people. Let me repeat that. Did not like black people, did not like poor people, but you have a group of black folks who call themselves Marxists that's going for something that did not like them. So common sense, people, why do you back up something that doesn't like you? They're a bunch of, they just show their colors, constantly showing how stupid they are. And all you folks, you know what? Let's do it like this. You got fooled. You gave a shitload of money to them. You get up there and you marched with them and thinking that you're doing a difference. And guess what? You did nothing because we're still in the same freaking boat.
Yeah, and, you know, here's the thing. We don't want to sit here and call you stupid. We don't want to sit here and call you dumbasses. We don't want to sit. What we want is for you to understand what is really happening. When I tell you or told you earlier in the show, you've literally been lied to about everything. That is not an understatement. Your whole life that you know it has all been fake. It's all been propagandized. Nothing in it is reality. It's basically a movie reel that you continuously watch on your TV sets. As technology progressed, you'll notice that your TVs went from these big-ass floor models that you had to have four bodybuilders carry into your frickin' living rooms because they're so huge, to a lightweight, big-screen TV that a medium-sized guy could carry up a flight of stairs and hang on the wall all by himself. While he was installing the brackets, he could be holding the TV. That's how light it's become convenient. That's one of their biggest plans. They want everything to be convenient. And if you are, as a truck driver, me and Daryl understand this, driving down the road, people will make the stupidest decisions or take the stupidest chances to save themselves a half a second of time, all because they've been programmed into making their life more convenient, not worrying about consequences. By making your life more convenient in every single way possible, there are consequences to that. We have lost our work ethic. We have lost our family values, our morality, all in the name of convenience. We have been uneducated and deprogrammed from what it takes to live life in hard times. So if a 1930s situation ever pops up again, what do you think the people, the mass population is going to do? They are going to be begging Big Brother, the government. They're going to be begging them for help, and they will kneel at their feet just to eat a bowl of soup because they don't know how to survive. This is all part of a major plan and a bigger agenda that you have zero idea of IQ points about, nothing. You just don't get it. Those of us that have done extensive research into this, it's like a light bulb went off in my head when I started reading into history, the true history, and things that have happened in history that have caused this conflict or that conflict. And, you know, it's so multifaceted that it blows your fucking mind. Like, it blew my mind. I nearly had a nervous breakdown. I'm not going to lie to you. When I really started digging into this stuff, then that's when I told myself, okay, I can't stop digging into this, but I need to just cool it down a little bit, because I would jump down a rabbit hole and I'd start digging and all of a sudden I'd come to another tunnel that went to the left. So I'll stop digging in this tunnel. I'll go to the left, and I'd go into that tunnel and I'd find another tunnel that was going to the right. The maze of corruption and the maze of misinformation that you've been told, the propaganda, the lies that you've been told your entire life, your parents' entire life, and their parents' entire life, and probably beyond that, is astronomical. It is so huge that I'm not sure that a normal human mind could even fathom how big this is. And I'm not so sure that I could even fathom it, honestly. And I'm not a smart man. I'm like book smart. I'm not. Common sense, a little bit. I claim to be. I still fuck up every once in a while. But the bottom line is, you don't. There's things you don't see, and be careful of the people that you're following, blindly following. As much as I like Trump's policies, I will not follow any man blindly. I learned a very valuable lesson when I was involved with the People's Convoy. People that I thought were my friends would backstab you in a fucking heartbeat. They'll come up behind you just after you shift their hand, and they'll slit your fucking throat. They don't care. People are selfish. People look out for their own best interests. People don't genuinely want what's good for everybody. Not everybody, but there's some. This is a hard-neck world, and I found myself to be a recluse now. I stayed to myself. I used to think I had a lot of friends. I used to hang out with a lot of people. I used to be social. Not much anymore. I stay to myself. I research and I try to share the information out to other people in order, if I can help one person understand what's going on and they can help one person and it's a domino effect. Maybe, just maybe, we have a chance to get out of the mess that we're in. I'm really, as of late, highly doubting that, because these people that control us worldwide are very, very brilliant people, and their plan is brilliant. And the secrecy that they have kept through all these years, the secret code, is astronomical. I mean, it blows my fucking mind. And then I think all these people like Seth Rich and Julian Assange, any of these whistleblowers, Edward Snowden, these people, some of which went into exile, and some were murdered, Seth Rich. They were about to expose certain aspects of this hidden society, so to speak. And they got taken out for it. And those are just a few of the, I want to say thousands, but it's probably way more than that, that have tried to expose what really is going on, and they get taken out. Now, am I close on that explanation, Daryl?
Yep, you are. You know, They're constantly, I mean, like I said, this is something that's been going on for a very long time, and they're very subtle about how they're doing things, you know. And one thing I'm going to say is this, and I'm going to lead into something with this. This thing, number one, white folks, please stop this stupid bullshit apologizing that you're white. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Quit doing that. Because people, if you read history and you understand history, and then if you use your mind a little bit and use some common sense, back in the day there was poor white folks that was just as poor, or if not poorer than black folks. What? Do your history. I mean, not all white people was successful. Not all white people lived off the hog. There's white folks that lived out in the woods. There's white folks that had farms. They worked just as hard. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, there's some white folks that took advantage of the system, but there's also later on some black folks that took advantage of the system. It goes both ways. But I'm sick and tired of hearing this dumb shit of white privilege. You know what? Shove that up your butt. I don't want to hear it. You know, and then another thing is, and granted, sometimes with black folks, I am a little hard on it because I'm sick and tired of looking at where the only thing that we are is nothing but a bunch of entertainers. We are inventors, people. We are hard workers. You know, back in the day, and this is a stat that is true, back in the day, we have more black men in the homes and the families when we were slaves than we do now. That is pathetic. No, and right now, I'm not going to sound like that one rap singer that lost everything, but look at it, folks. We went from people inventing things. We have black folks that invented the gas mask, potato chips, blood bank, home security system, the stoplight, the three stoplights. I'll go into that later on, later. But we are people of invention. But then the Democratic Party came in and introduced welfare, which was a downhill. Why is it that if you look in your neighborhoods, majority of your neighborhoods, you see, especially in black neighborhoods, you see a lot of liquor stores. You go liquor store, 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 liquor store, 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 liquor store, especially in our cities. And then look at Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood, that evil, I'm going to be nice, that evil lady, she was on genocide. She didn't want black people to be on this earth. And then anybody who wasn't born perfect, she doesn't want them on the earth. All this stuff has been going, but yet we refuse to look at it. We have no one who wants to stand up and say, you know what, folks, you need to open up your damn eyes. So the things that you're saying, you are correct. And unfortunately, we're going to have people out there, they're going to get pissed off, and they're going to be like, no, 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 because they don't want to sit back and open up to reality and say, you know what?
Right.
Yeah, I've been fooled.
You know, I looked up a statistic once. I wanted to, it's through my research and through the things I look at, I wanted to understand, there's always this claim that blacks are targeted more for crimes. And I looked up statistics of, you know, they're a minority of the population compared to the whites, and they're disproportionately seeked out, or however you want to put it, and charged with crime. And the statistics prove that that is not the case. Blacks are a good majority of the violent crime, according to statistics. But here's the one that really caught my eye. I'm not going to get into that whole argument tonight. That's a whole another show, and we'll get into that sometime. I think that would be an interesting conversation to have. And I certainly don't do or say any of this because I want people to think, oh, yeah, he's a racist. No, I want you to know the truth. You've been lied to. So here's the statistic that that caught my eye. In high crime areas, I believe it was high crime areas, or was it overall? I can't remember exactly. I'll have to go relook it up, but I will. I promise you I'll have this information for you in the very near future. Next couple of weeks is going to be a little bit busy. But anyway, the statistic was that 70% or a little bit more than 70% of black homes are single mothers. The fact of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, the reason you're seeing high crime in the black communities is because there's no father present. That is a fact. Because when there's a father present that'll whoop your ass when you mess up, that deters you from making another stupid mistake. when you have a mom that is working two jobs just to put food on the table and pay the rent, and those kids run free, guess who they are being raised by? Other kids whose moms are working two, three jobs to pay the rent and put food on the table. And guess whose kids those kids are being raised by? By children whose moms are working two or three jobs to put food on the table and pay the rent. What I'm trying to say, ladies and gentlemen, the fathers are not in the picture. These children are raising themselves and are deciding what is right and what is wrong. They're deciding what morality is and what isn't. They are choosing what makes them feel good and what doesn't. They are not taught what is right and what is wrong. That is to no fault of their own. And it's no fault of their mothers either, for the most part. You know where it lies? On the black man that doesn't take care of his children, that is not there for his children, that walks around with his gold necklaces, driving his Cadillac with the 24s, wearing his bling, showing off to the ladies, getting his piece of ass, showing off to his buddies, while his children are raising themselves on the streets. And that is truth, ladies and gentlemen. That is truth. Daryl, what are your last thoughts for tonight, my friend?
All right, you're correct on that. I mean, you know, I've seen a write-up where it says 60% of the violent crimes are created by blacks, but we're only 14% of the population. And again, people, this is something that all of a sudden just showed up. You know, like my mom, my mom worked two jobs, but you know what she did? She scared the shit out of me. My mom was not afraid to tell me in the middle of the night, you better have the room cleaned up. She came in, and if it wasn't clean, she'll wake us up in the middle of the night with a damn belt going to town on us. And a lot of y'all black folks that's listening to this, you know what's going on. But all of a sudden, we decided, you know, we have black kids having babies. That's the problem, just black and white folks. Kids having babies, and all of a sudden, well, I don't want to treat them like my parents did. And then here they are, they're back-talking. I noticed it when I was a police officer. I have to tell people, like, you know what, don't be afraid to whoop your child because it is a law. You can't whoop your child. A bruise is different than a mark left by a belt. A mark left by a belt is not a bruise. But it's unfortunate that we have people, and because we're mentioning black folks, and this is on both sides of the aisle, black, white, Hispanic. The people that are in power, they're not enforcing for men to be men to take care of their kids. And also I'm going to blame the feminist movement on that because they don't want women to be women. They want women to be men. And we have to get back, and our courts are screwed up. We have men out there who want to be there with their kids, but they cannot because they cannot afford the money because the courts are at a point where you have to have a lawyer, and a lot of these men cannot afford a lawyer. And so now we're using kids as a weapon. That doesn't work either because that's messing everything up. We have to have men back in the children's life because – hey, in the beginning, you love that man, and that man loved that woman. You spread your legs and let him in, and you had a kid. So because you're apart doesn't mean that the man automatically gets out of the picture. But then, again, like you said, we have men out there that rather go ahead and have bling, act like they're king shit, and have all these kids, but don't pay any child support, don't care. Don't even just pretend it doesn't happen, and they call themselves men. They're not fucking men. They're fucking cowards.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, there's one thing I wanted to add before I give my final thought. There was a study recently done in Australia. One out of three adolescents up to the age of 17 identify as LGBTQI. One out of three, 33% of the adolescent population. And people would say, well, what's wrong with that? It's called indoctrination in the public school system, the same exact indoctrination that we are seeing in our public school system. I don't say this, these things, ladies and gentlemen, because I'm against LGBT community, because I have people that are very close to me. I have two people that are very close to me that are two women that are married to each other, that have three kids together that I adore. They're great people. So I'm not saying this because I don't like the LGBT community. I say this because I want you to understand what is happening in this world. And part of what is going on is indoctrination worldwide in our public school system. The government has made it normal for the parents not to have their rights as a parent to raise their child as they see fit. You can't. You're not allowed to spank your child. You're not allowed to do this. You're not allowed to do that. They have taken your rights away from raising your child as you see fit. Now, I get it. There's some people, some parents that went up way more than they should have, and they beat their child. I don't condone beating your child. I do condone showing your child that there's consequences for your actions to make them understand that if they do it again, they're going to get the same ass whooping. Not to the point where you're breaking an arm or a leg or a finger or a wrist. Or, you know, my mom, she told me numerous times in her childhood, I had the beatings I received from my father, I can count on one hand, and they were memorable. And she said, you know damn well I didn't make those same mistakes. And my dad has said the same thing. And they both grew up in the 50s and 60s as young children and adolescents, and into the 70s as teens. I grew up in the 80s and 90s as adolescent and in my teens. And my dad, he never beat the shit out of me, but I knew I was in trouble when he come at me. I knew I was, and he made it well known, and he wasn't pleasant, and he shouldn't have been. As a matter of fact, he probably should have whooped my ass harder or worse than what he did. However, he did instill a work ethic in me that I can never thank him enough for, and a drive in me that I could never thank him enough for. My mom was more the empathetic one, and, you know, but again, she had her part in how the kids were raised, me and my brother. The fact of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, is a lot of the things that are happening, it's because it's a planned event or a planned way of how they want to proceed with life. This has gone on for generations and generations and generations, probably dating back to the 1800s and maybe early 1900s, somewhere around in there. And people think, oh, Jesus Christ, no. If you go back in history and you look at certain things and the way certain things happen, you'll understand what I'm talking about. We can get way into more of a lot of these subjects, and we will. But there's so much happening in today's world, ladies and gentlemen, that I need to be the voice. We need to be the voice for the voiceless. Hashtag justice for Trista. Hashtag answers for Sean. On Twitter, these children, these young adults need the adults to stand up, and they need for us to be their voice. And that's what we intend to do here on the Disrespected Trucker Radio Show, along with Chris and Daryl and Kim. Along the way, we are going to give you facts, statistics, and try to make you understand what you're seeing and what is going on is not exactly what you've been told. On that note, ladies and gentlemen, thank you all so much for listening to the Disrespected Trucker Radio Show, Uncensored, episode number 64. We appreciate you. We love you. And please share us out with your friends so we can get people to wake up and understand what's happening. And Daryl, thank you, my brother. And good night to all of you, and God bless each and every one of you. Have a great night.
God bless you, my brother. Oh, good night.
Have you ever had one of those days when nothing goes right? Your wife starts bitching about whatever it was she was bitching about last night. So you escape into the bathroom just to sit there on your throne. But after you finish your business, toilet paper's gone. Well, it's a great day for me to whoop somebody's ass. It's a bad day